You're holding off Yud Ches on the days by the Mishnah. It says, Eidim Shomru Ksav Yudain Huzer. Eidim that come along and tell us that in this star and this deed that somebody owes somebody else money, the Eidim say Ksav Yudain Huzer, this is our Ksav, this is our signature. In other words, this is Alocha by Shtoris, you have to have a Kiyum. That means Midrabonon, even though the Reuven has a star that he lent money to Shimon, and that Shimon owes him $100, there's a law though, with the Rabbanon, you have to have Kiyum. That means later on, we have to make sure the Edim that signed in the Shtar was not forged. There was not Ziyaf. They didn't write up a Shtar falsely. So we have to have Kiyum. We have to know that the Edim that signed is Taika true. It's their signatures. And not that Reuven forged signatures. So there are two ways to make Kiyum. Two ways to make sure the Shtar was not forged. Either the Eidim themselves that signed on it comes later to Bezdin, tells Bezdin, you should know, this is my signature. Eidim themselves say it's their signature. Or else the case is, Bezdin takes another star. If you have another star that Bezdin already checked out once and put a handpick on it, and now they take that signatures and check it out with this signatures, if they look alike, that's called Kiyum. Now the Mishnah says, Eidim Shom Ksav Yudein Huzeh. Eidim that are coming to say this is their signature, but they say, Aval Anusim Ayinu, you should know when we wrote up this shtar, that let's say Shimon owes Reuven $100, we were forced. Reuven forced us to write up the shtar. Like we're saying, really a checker, it's not true. Shimon does not owe the money. Or else, Ketanim Ayinu, at the time when we signed on the shtar, we were Ketanim, we were under Bar Mitzvah. Therefore we don't have it in Edis, therefore the shtar is not a good shtar. Or else, Psuli Edis Ayinu, you should know we were Psuli Edim. Rashi says either that means Kroivim, either that means we were two like brothers, or else we were Korov to Reuven, so really we can't say Edis. Oy Mesachim Kuvya. Or else Rashi learned the second shot is that they were gamblers, and gamblers is possible with Rabbanim to be Edis. So Kitzur are saying that their Edis is no good. So the question is, do we believe these Edim or not? So the Mishnah says, Harei El Namonim. They are believed, and the reason is Rashi says, Kivun the Yanksav Yodam Nikar Elo Apiyam. The svari is apesh shosu apesh shiter. In other words, we do not know that these signatures are true. Who is telling us it's their signatures that wasn't forged? These two Edim, and these two Edim themselves are telling us that the star really is no good. They're saying, even though we agree this is our signature, we take a wrote this star, but we're telling you the star is possible. Either we were forced to do it, or else we were ketanim, or else we were psuli Edim, Edis. The locker is we believe these Edim now. They have a pesh shos, a pesh shitter. Like the same way we believe them, they're the ones that are telling us they wrote the shtar. It's their ksav yodim. So since teich the dibur right away within the next second or two, they tell us what happened, we believe them. But what's going to be v'yim yesh Edim shu ksav yodim? Let's say we have other pair of Edim coming and testifying that this is the signature. Two other Edim tell us that the signatures on this shtar, we know Reuven's signatures and Shimon's, and we say it's true, it's not forged signatures. Or else the other way to Mekayim shtar is, if Bezdin has another shtar that was already taken out in front of a Bezdin, that the Bezdin I put a handpick on it, that Bezdin was Mekayim that shtar. In other words, Bezdin agrees, knows for sure, the signatures are true. And Bezdin now takes that shtar and checks it out, puts it near this star, and they look to see the two signatures are alike, that's called the good kiyum. So the kids, if we have a kiyum that as far as we're concerned, this star was not forged. Now if the two Edim come and tell us, you should know we were forced to write it, or we were ketanim, we were psuli Edim, the Mishnah's ainin them on him, we don't believe them. We'll see in the Gemara, the svar is like, kiva and shehigid, shuba and achaz remagid. Like once we have a star, the Edim in the star are like telling us, everything in the star is true. That's halacha of a shtar. Whenever you have the deed written up, and two Edim sign on it, when they sign, it's like they're saying Edis, that everything in the shtar is kosher. So once we have Kiyam, like we know from two other Edim, that this is their signature, now Bezdin like hears from the shtar, like Edim are saying everything is okay. Now if the Edim themselves come later, and tell Bezdin, no, it's not okay, we were forced to write it, we were ketanim, and we were psuli Edis, they're not believed now, because that's the klal of Kivin Shigid, Shuvah Nechaz Remagid. Once the Edim came and told one way to Bezdin, they're not believed to say the opposite way. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's exactly the cost of like. Vigya, they have one Kayach of a Pasik, they have one Kayach of Agoda, and not twice. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rami Bachoma. Loishonuela Shomru Anusa Mayinu Machmas Mamin. Hey, to have a meaner is that Rami Bachom is talking about the end, the safe of the Mishnah. That the safe of the Mishnah says that if we know the Kshtaras Makuyim, either we recognize the signatures from another star, or else two other Edim came and tell us that the signatures are true. So the Sefer says that if the Edim themselves come now and tell us that they were forced, or they were Ketanim, we don't believe them. So Rami Machom says it depends. Loishonu, when do we say they're not believed? El Eshomru Anusa Mayinu Machmas Mamin. If they say, you should know, Reuven forced me to write up this full star because he paid me money, Machmas Mamin, like he offered me a lot of money, or else he said, if you don't do it, I'll take away your money. So it's only Machmas Mamin that I was forced to do it. Then we don't believe you. Avlanusa Mayinu Machmas Nefoshes. But let's say the two Edom come and tell us now, you should know, we were forced to write the star because if not, he was going to kill us. Reuven came with a gun and said to us, either you write me up a star now that Shimon owes me $100, or else I'll kill you. So if that's what the Edom are saying, Harel Elon Amonim, then we do believe the Edom. This is the Havimin of Rami Bachoma. In other words, when do we say we don't believe these Edom? If they're saying they did like an Avera, if they said that Machmas Momen, because of money matters, they went to lie, so they're not allowed to say that. Like Rashi says, the Lav Kol Kimin Elishavin Avshaya Rishoyim B'Yedis Pi Emelis Les Ashtar. The Yodam Korvets Latzmoy. A person is not nemet to say upon himself that he did a rishis. You can't make yourself into a Rasha. At least Bezin doesn't believe you. See, that you want to say you did a rishis, that because of money you went and signed up a full star, that's a rishis, we don't believe you. Therefore, in the Sefer, we don't believe you. But if you tell us the reason why you wrote up the full star is because you were forced for your life, so you're not a Rasha, you're allowed to do it, then we would believe you. This is the Havamina. So the Gemara asks, Omar le Rava, Rava asks back, Kol Kimini, is this really true? Like, could this really be? The klal is, Kivon Shehigid, Shuvayna Chazir Magid. That once Edis said Edis one way. Let's say first two Edim said, we know the way Reuven owes $100. If they said it, then Bezdim was Makabal the Edis. Tomorrow they can't come and say, we know Shema doesn't know it. You can't be Chazir, you can't retract the Edis you said. Once you said Edis, you can't retract it. Take the dibur within the next 2 or 3 seconds. You're allowed to be chayzer. You're allowed to say you didn't mean it. That's okay. But once it passed take the dibur, that Bezdin received the edus already, later on you can't retract your edus. Rashi says there's a posik of the gabi edus chodo hagodik sivam im lo yagit, that the Torah only gave you one kayach of edus, and when you said it, you finished. To say the opposite now, you come back to Bezdin and say you should know, I meant to say the opposite way, or I want to say it differently the way I said before, Bezdin doesn't believe you. So look here also, once we have a kiyum on the star, once we know the star was a good star, so that's considered like Edom are telling us now that everything in the star is kosher. So how could we believe these two Edom now when they come later and tell us, no, the star is no good, I was forced to write the star. Even if you tell me you're forced for your life, but still we can't believe you. But the klal is, kivan shigit shuv v'nechaz v'magid. The Gemara says, maybe you'll tell me, Hani Mili, when do we say this klal? That when Edom say one way, they're not allowed to later retract it and say the opposite way. Maybe only Alpeh. Maybe if only Edom came into Bezdin and said by their mouth, with the power of speech, that we saw this and this happen, then they can come back tomorrow and say, no, we saw it happen differently. Alpeh, when you say, like Rashi says, Haggadah, when you have an Haggadah, you speak out your Edus, you only have the power to say it one way. And not to retract and say it the opposite way after Teuch de Dibur. Avo Bishtar, but over here the case is the Edim wrote up a star. Maybe in the star, Loi, maybe in the star, like, how do we know the Edim first told us everything was okay, he was kosher? It's only because we read the star. That's what the star is telling us. So maybe if it's only written in the star, we don't say, Kivan Shigid, Shuvay Nechaz Yomagid. No, even though he wrote it down, he wrote up the star, maybe he does have a right to say opposite later on. And the klal is Kivan Shehigid. Like only when you say Yahagodah, when you said your words in Bezdin, then you can retract it later. But maybe if you never said it, you only wrote it in the star, maybe you could. So Mar says no. V'omer Rashlokesh, Rashlokesh says, that Edim achsulim al ashtar, Edim that sign on a star, the lacher is, Nasa Kimisha Nechkara Edusam Abedim. Whenever Edim go and sign their signatures on a shtar on a deed, whether it says that Shimon owes $100 to Reuven, a shtar Havo, it's a very chashuv thing. And a mamish, it has the loch as if you were in Bezdin. It's mamish like you said over the Seders in front of Bezdin, and Bezdin was Nechkara. Bezdin like checked it out and accepted it. So the fact you write your Eidus in a shtar is considered like you said it in front of a Bezdin. Says so, once we know that this shtar was a kosher shtar, because we're going to the Sefer of the Mishnah, when other Eidim were mekayim it, other Eidim came and said, we know the signatures are true. So right away, it's like Bezdin heard from the Eidim written in the shtar that everything is kosher. How could the Eidim come later to Bezdin and say, it wasn't kosher, we were forced to write the shtar? They shouldn't be believed. So what says Enechlami? That's not what Rami Bachama meant to say. Elo ki itma, when did Rami Bachama say a statement? Areshi itma. On the beginning of our Mishnah, he said it. The beginning of the Mishnah sounds like this. Harei elo nemonim. The beginning of the Mishnah says, if we have a shtar, Reuven has a shtar that Shimon owes him $100. But he wasn't mekayim it yet. We don't have a henpik on it. We don't have two people telling us the signatures are true. The Eidim themselves didn't come yet, or we don't have a Ksav Yodin Yotzim Mokamacher. So the way it is right now, we don't know Bechlal of the Shtar is kosher. So then the Mishnah says that the two Eidim come and tell us, Toich Kedah Dibur, that you should know, yes, this is our signature, but it's not true. We were forced to write it. We were Ketanim, we were Psuli Eidim, Eidus. The Mishnah says we believe the Eidim, because it's called Apesh Osa Peshita. We believe what they're saying. I as Tivin Shigat Shuvan Chazir Magid. That both Rashi and Tosafos say it has to be Toich Kedah Dibur right away. As soon as the Eidim say Ksav Yodeinu Huzeh, this is our signature. Right away they're saying, but you should know we were forced to write the shtar, or we were ketanim. Therefore, Toich Kedah Dibur, they're like telling us the shtar is no good. But you still need a migu of a per shos a per shitter, because without the migu, we would say when we hear you say Ksav Yodeinu, you are telling us you wrote the shtar and you signed it as kosher. So maybe we shouldn't believe you when you tell us anusa miyinu. You're telling us like another statement that you were forced. Maybe we shouldn't believe you. Like we're saying on that, maybe you're lying. That's the Gemara Mishnah says, no, there's a swerve of a pesh yasa pesh ita. You have a swerve of migu. Like you're not lying. Because if you were a liar, you shouldn't have said ksav yadenu. If you want to lie, just don't say anything. The fact you yourself came and told us it's your signature, but this and this happened, that's a swar to believe you. That's what the Reisha of the Mishnah says. Now on this, Omar Rami Bachama says, Loishono, when do we say this? Elisha Omru, Anusa Mayinu Machmas Nefoshas. When does the Reisha of the Mishnah say there's a Per Shosar? We believe the Edim, that he was forced, and the Shtar is no good, if he says he was forced because of Nefoshas, of his life. That Reuven had a gun with him and told these two Edim, if you don't write me up a shtar that Shimon owes me $1,000, I'll kill you. So if you do it, you're not called a Rasha. You have a right to do it. To save your life, you're allowed to do it. So therefore we believe you. Ah, Volomru. But if the Edim are going to tell us that it's our signatures, but Anusimayino Machmas Momin, we were forced because of only money matters, that you're not allowed to do it, like they only paid us off to sign false. So then you're telling us, really, that you're a big Rasha, that you did a big Avera. And the Klal is, ain't them on him, you're not going to be believed then. Even with a Peshos, a Peshitter. And my time, and why not, why don't we believe you? Because the Klal is, ain't Odom Mesa Matzma Rasha. Bezdin does not hear from you yourself, have you tell us you did Rishis. So Rashi says to Svara, that ain't a Nemelisla Satzma Mechas Kosoi. Every Yid has a Cheskos Kashrus. You're born, you're a Kashra Yid. As far as we know, you're still a kosher yid. You want to come and tell us that you did this avera, that you wrote up a full shtar when you weren't supposed to, so you're making yourself into Russia. That's a svar, we can't believe you. Bezdin can't believe what you're saying. So first, before Rashi says it's a svar in Eidus, that your kar of Eitzel Atzmai, a person is a kar upon himself, he can't say Eidus about himself, that he's a Russia. But now we're saying, not only as Eidus, because here we want you to be believed with a migu of a peshos a peshitter. Like we do not know the shtar is kosher altogether. It's only you that are telling us the shtar is kosher. Still, we're saying now, that's wrong about Chomet Chiddush. You're not going to be believed. Because there's a new klal of ein odem mesa matzma rosha. Bezdin can't hear from you yourself. Even because of a migu, Bezdin can't hear from you that you did a rishis. So Neila, what do we hear from you? That Ksav Yodein Huzeh? We hear only that you wrote the shtar and it's your signature. So we hear the shtar's mekuyim. Ah, your writer, we're telling us you were forced because of money matters. We don't believe you. And Tosha speaks out, I usually the cloud rubber holds that you say pagina diburai. We could divide up the dibur in half. There's such a thing as to believe half of the dibur and not believe the other half. Like somebody says, ploini ravani l'ritzoini, the famous case. If somebody says that, oh, two men, one man says, that man had mishkav zacha with me. That's what the man says. Ploini, that man, ploini ravani l'ritzoini. See, even though he's saying two ways, he's saying you did it willingly, and he also did it. So we say paginon. That you're telling us that he had mishkav zacha, we believe you. And if there are another aid with you, we'll give him isa. But what you say about yourself, that you also did it with ritzonoi, that we don't believe you. Because we say paginon diburai, we could divide it up in half. So Taisa says, here we can't divide it up in half. Because what do we want to say? You yourself are telling us what you did. You yourself are telling us you were forced because of money matters. So what would paginon say? We'll only believe you that you were forced. But not because of money matters, but because of nefashos, like we can't say differently than what you're saying. Like you yourself explained how it happened. So when we hear from you exactly how it happened, we can't say paginon to say differently from what you're telling us. Like anusim, how did it happen? Machmas mamon, machmas nefashos explains how you were forced. So if you tell us you were forced, and you explain you were forced because of money matters, we can't divide up that deeper and say, we'll believe you, you're forced, and we'll explain how were you forced? Because of the fashas. That we can't do. So kids, there's no tour here, there's no din of pagina de burayim. Therefore the klal is, ein other mesa masma rosha. Bezdin does not believe you if you want to tell us that you did a rishis. Bezdin can't hear it. Therefore Bezdin hears then is that ksav yodein who's there. It's your signatures. Since the here it's your signatures, that's called your mekayim the shtar, and the shtar is a good shtar. Turn around, Bonnie. Look at a brace like this. Ein nemonim lepoisloi. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says he's not nemon lepoisloi. The chachomim oimrim nemonim. Chachom say yes, we believe him. So chura, this is a machlokes back to the beginning of our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says also that if the Edim say ksav yedenu, avo, but we were forced, or we were ketanim, we were suli Edim, we believe them. There's a peshos, a peshita. We believe these Edim. Now the shtar is no good. Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir says, ein nemon lepoisloi. If the two Edim tell us, this is their ksav yodenu, this is their signatures, and then right away they tell us they were forced, even because of, for the life, they were forced, they weren't doing an Avera, still we don't believe them. And we'll soon see why not. But Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Meir says we don't believe the Edim. No, we do believe them, like it says in our Mishnah. So most about this, Bishleim of the Rabban, it's very good, the Rabban and Shita, Kitamayu, like we just got finished explaining. The Rabban and Shita is, Pesha, also, who are Peshita? Rabban and hold, what happened here? We have this star. Reuven has this star saying that Shimon owes him $100. Now the klal is, especially according to the Rabban and Shita, with the Rabbanon, you can't use the star until you mekayim it. That means the Rabbanon have a chash that maybe the star was false, maybe it's false signatures here. Some of the Rabbanon, the shtar is like zero. You can't use it at all. Until you go to Bezdin and be Mekayimit, that Bezdin like agrees that's really their signatures, either the two Edim themselves agree to it, or other Edim, or else they compare this signature with other signatures, then the shtar means something. But before we have the signatures, like Al-Qaid, the shtar is worth zero. So come the way the shtar is right now, it's not worth anything. Who over here in the Mishnah is making the shtar into a shtar? The Edim. Says they're coming to tell us Ksav Yodein who's there. They're telling us it's their signature. So since they're the ones that made the shtar into a shtar, they are never with a peshos right away to say, it's not a good shtar. Because even though we wrote it, but they're telling us, Anusa Mayinu, Machmas Nefashos, we were forced for our life to do it. Or else Ketana Mayinu, or else Tuliyeda Sayinu. So if they tell us, Teuch Edibur, they're bleeped because of the Smigu. Therefore, it's considered like we don't hear the shtar is good. In other words, without the key, the shtar is worth zero. You want to use them to say the shtar is good. So you have to hear what they're saying, hear what they're saying. And they're also saying the shtar is no good. Even though they're telling us they signed it, but they're telling us though because they were forced for the life. But really it was never true. He never lent the money. Or else they're saying we were ketanim, we were psulim. So since they themselves are telling us that the shtar is no good, so we don't have a good shtar. Like, who's the whole one that's making the shtar? These two edim are saying it's the exav. These two edim are telling us, yes, it's my signature. And because of that, we want to believe them the shtar is a good shtar, but they themselves are saying, no, it's no good. So Rabbanan is very good. Elul Rav Meir, my timer. But according to Rav Meir, it's very shver. What does Rav Meir say? If the edim tell us that exav yodenu, we don't know anything about the shtar. So before the edim opens their mouth, Bezin says, this shtar you can't use. We can't use the shtar, there's no kiyum. The two edim come and say, yes, this is our signature. So they're being mekayimit. But right away they're telling us, they were ketanim at the time, or they were psuli edim, they were kroivim, or they were forced. So how could Rav Meir say we don't believe them? Like, how could you have a kiyum here? They themselves are telling us, the shtar is no good. So Rav says, bishleim psuli edis. If you want to say the shtar is about psuli edis, that the edim are coming to tell us, they were kroivim, I'll tell you a reason why we don't believe them. Why? Because malve gufa mikora medik daik. Like it's connected to chazaka. There's a chazaka when a malve, before he lends money, he has a shtar written up. And when he has edim son and his shtar, he for sure checks out the edim and he makes sure they're not psulim. So if the edim now want to tell us they were psulim, it's like connected to chazaka. So therefore maybe we don't believe the edim. Okay, that's why we won't believe the edim if they tell us now that they were psulim. Ketanim nami, if the edim tell us, you should know, it's our signatures, but at the time when we wrote it, we were ketanim, we weren't bar mitzvah yet, so mel aredis is no good. Also, I can understand why we don't believe them. Because Rosh Hashim ben Lakish, like Rosh Lakish is svara. To Yomar Rosh Lakish says, chazoka in odim chosim al ashtar, elim kem nasa begodol. There's such a chazoka that edim don't sign an ashtar unless it was written begodol. Unless they're a godol. In other words, ashtar is an important thing. You had before, it's nech redusim abezdin. People don't write in the sign on the shtar unless they're gedolim. But there's also a svara, you check it out to make sure that the edim that signed are aksherim. So therefore, the Rameyah svara is a strong chazaka. So even though there's a svara of a miguria, that they have a peshas, a peshitter, Rameyah could hold the svara, the migu is not strong enough to connect the chazaka. There's a chazaka to say not to believe them. There's a chazaka to say they weren't ketanim. There's a chazaka to say they weren't psuliadis, because the malva checks it out carefully to make sure he doesn't get postladim. Or a ketanim also, everybody knows that Bezdin doesn't let whoever makes up the shtar, everybody knows you don't let a ketan sign. So if you're telling us now you were a ketan, it's okay, we understand Rav Meir why we don't believe you. It's connected to chazaka. But the kasher is, Ela anusim my taima. But when the edim come and tell us now, right away, right after they say, this is our ksav, this is our signature, they say right away, but you should know, we were forced to write up the shtar for our life. So why shouldn't we believe them? There's a peshos, a peshitta. If they wanted to lie, they could have kept quiet. And now they're telling us a fact happened, that Reuven forced him for his life to write the shtar. So why shouldn't we believe these edim to say the shtar is no good? How could Rameya say, even in this case, the shtar is good? So my time, what's the reason of Rav Meir? Some Rav Chizda, Ksav Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds like this. Ksav Rav Meir, Eidim Sha'omru, Lehem Chasayim Ushekir. Rav Meir holds that if a person comes to Eidim and tells the Eidim, I want you to sign a full shtar, the Altar Hargu, and then I won't kill you. Because Reuven comes with a gun. He comes with a gun to these two Eidim and says, tells them, if you write me up and sign me a full shtar, I won't kill you. So you want to tell me Yehorgu for Yal Yechos Mosheker? Like you want to tell me who Rav Meir holds? This is the Avamina. That I tell you Rav Meir Tanak holds that you are supposed to let yourself be killed and not sign an Echonami. So in other words, it's called maybe Rav Meir holds, it's called you're doing a rishus. It's called you did something you weren't supposed to do. As in such a case, you attack are supposed to let yourself be killed and don't sign false. That's such a Avamina. Maybe that's the Svar of Rav Meir. Even though the Gemara says right away, about it's not true, Omalei Rava, Rava says back, is that true? Hashto, let's think. If this person would have come to Bezdin and asked Bezdin the Shaila, he would have asked Bezdin, what should I do? Listen, Bezdin, Reuven is here with a gun, he wants to kill me, unless I write up a full shtar. So I'll ask Bezdin, what should I do? As I'm reading Lu, for sure Bezdin would tell this Reuven, Zilu Chasumu, go sign the full shtar, write up a full shtar. And don't let yourself be killed. Why? The Yom Amar, we know the famous Gemara, that Ein Lecha Dova Shoymei Bifnei Pekuach Nefesh. There's nothing there that's supposed to make a person kill himself or let himself be killed, like for any Aveira that a guy wants you to do, or if you have to do it to save your life, you're allowed to do the Aveira and save your life.
The only thing you're not allowed to do to save your life is Elo Avoidus Kechovim. If the guy forces you either to bow down to Avoidus Zoro or will kill you, you're supposed to let yourself be killed. Rosh Vigil Arroyis, they want to take a man and force a man to live with a lady, so you're supposed to let yourself be killed and not do it. Or Shvichas Damim, if the goyim say, if you don't kill another Jew, we'll kill you, you're supposed to let yourself be killed. You don't have a right to kill somebody else. Bulvad, only these three cases. But any other case, like over here, if this person would ask Bezdin, what should I do? That someone is going to kill me if I don't write him up a full shtar. So Avad the Bezdin would tell him, go ahead and write up the full shtar. If so, hashta the chosmu, now that the Yedim did this and signed the full shtar, Amrin and Lahu, Amai Chas Misu, could we go and have tainas on the Yedim? Why did you do it? Like, you want to tell me the reason why Rav Meir says we don't believe the Yedim when they say they were forced for their life is because it's called like a rishus, like they weren't supposed to have given in and signed, they should let themselves be killed. Havad, it's not that way. You're not supposed to let yourself be killed. You're supposed to have written it. So that just can't be Pshan Rav Meir. So if the Eidim themselves come and tell us, true, this is my signature, but right away they say, you should know, it's not a truth. The shtar is not true. We were forced for our lives to do it. Why don't we believe them? There's no reason not to believe them. So it's true that even the Havamina is very shrewd in the Gemara. So the Shita speaks out that the Havamina is that before some people are like machmer upon themselves. Like some people want to be like Hasidim. They want to be machmer. So the Havamina was, if you want to be a chosid, you have a right to be a chosid and let yourself be killed and not do the Avera. So without some people do that way, if you don't do that way, you're also called a mixas rishis upon yourself. So that was the Havamina that is called a little bit rishis that you didn't let yourself be killed. The Gemara says it's not true though. You're not supposed to do it. You're not allowed to let yourself be killed. You're supposed to do the Avera and stay alive. So if so, the Edom didn't do anything wrong. So if so, why does Ramea say we don't believe these Edom? So Gemara says, El a time of the Ramea. You know what Ramea's time is? Kid Rav Huna. Just like Rav Huna's Svara. Omar Rav. They said the name of Rav. The Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav. Rav Huna says over the name of Rav. Moide Bishtar Shekosu. If the Loive agrees that he wrote up the shtar, in other words, usually when Reuven the Malva, if he wants to lend money to Shimon, so Shimon the Loive is supposed to write up a shtar, and Loive the Shimon writes up the shtar, and then when Reuven gives him over the $100, Shimon gives back to Reuven the shtar, this deed to prove it that he's borrowing the money. So loch is if the Loive agrees that he had the shtar written up, noide b'shtar shekosvum and tzorach l'kaimoi, then you don't have to be mekayim the shtar anymore. In other words, let's say Reuven comes to Bezdin with a shtar, saying that Shimon owes me $100. Now, there's no key in here yet. Bezdin doesn't know for sure the shtar wasn't forged. So therefore, they can't collect any money. Without key, you can't use the shtar. But now, Shimon himself comes and says, Yishno, I agree that I wrote you the shtar and gave it to you. But Yishno, I paid you up already. That's what Shimon says. Halachra, Shimon is not believed. Because when Shimon agrees, the Leiva agrees, that he had the shtar written up, he's being mekayim the shtar. He's saying the shtar is a good shtar. So once he says the good shtar is a good shtar, he's not believed anymore to say parati. You can't say you paid up. Rashi says, because usually when you pay up, you give back the shtar. So you don't have a right to say I paid you up, because if you would have paid him up, what is the Malva Ruvi still doing with the shtar? Shtar chabiyodi ma boy. Usually when the loiva pays up the money, the Malva gives back the shtar. So if the Malva still has the shtar, your Shimon is not believed to say, Parati, I paid you up. Satra of Hunis Chiddush. So Rashi learns, that's the Pshat now of Kesi of Rameya. We're talking about now that the Loiver is agreeing that he wrote up the shtar, and the Loiver is saying, Parati, I paid you up. So since the Loiver says he agrees he wrote the shtar, that's called we have a kiyum of the shtar. That's called the shtar's makuyim. So now when the Edom come and tell us, it's our Ksav, but you should know we were forced. We were forced even machmas the poshas. We don't believe him anymore because there's no more peshos or peshita. Because even without the yedim, the shtar was already mekuyim. Because the loiva agreed to say the shtar was a good shtar. So that's the machlokes that Ramea says when the loiva agrees the shtar is a good shtar, we believe him. And the rabbanim say no. Even if the loiva agrees the shtar is a good shtar, that's not called kiyim because you still have the same svara. It's a peshos or peshita with the loiva himself. Like the Leiver is saying, Parati, I paid you up. When I say I paid you up, that means I agree the shtar was a good shtar. I'm just saying I paid you up. So the Rabbanan Svar is, I'm believed to say I paid you up. Because what do you want to say? When I say the shtar was a good shtar, I'm being mekayim it,
But I myself was saying the shtar was no good that I paid you up. So it's a fair shos, a fair shitta. So that's the machlokes here. When the loiver himself agrees that the shtar was a good shtar, but I paid you up, do we believe the loiver was a migu? Like he could have been kept quiet. He could have said the shtar was no good. He could have said mezuyif. He could have said the shtar was forged. Instead of saying the shtar was forged, he says, I paid you up. So chum say, we believe the loiver then. And you don't have any kiyum here. Remeir says no. When the loiver says that he agrees the shtar was a good shtar, that's called his being the kind of shtar. And now when he says, Parati, I paid you back, we don't believe you anymore. Because you're going against the shtar. Because shtar chabiyodi maboy. Really the machlekes, the famous chakir with achreinim make is, when the Rabbonin said you have to have a kiyum of a shtar. When the Rabbonin said before we find out about the signatures, you can't collect with the shtar, is it the pshat the shtar is called zero? The shtar is not worth a penny. And when you come to be mekayim it, you're making the shtar for shtar. That's the Rabbonin Svarah. That whoever makes kiyum is making the shtar into a shtar. So if the loiver himself...